Seattle School Board votes today on changes to future year's school assignments for many children in the district. The proposed changes have confused and frustrated families who say the district didn't consult them first, as KUW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
It's 6:55 a.m. Red pack on his back, apple fritter in hand, 11-year-old Arlo Jackson trudges out the door to Mercer Middle School.
The cold air kind of wakes you up.
First stop, his friend Nico Benuya's house. Nico gets a fritter, too.
Okay, guys. Love you.
Arlo says this morning ritual is relaxing.
It's really nice because you just get to, like, look around and see what all the people are doing, and you get to, like, talk with your friends.
Nico says they have three primary discussion topics.
School, sports, and, like, girls and stuff.
Before they were in middle school, these boys walked to Kimball Elementary, also on Beacon Hill. But the school district's proposed boundary changes would switch Kimball students' middle school assignments from Mercer to Washington. Nico and Arlo's assignments are grandfathered in, but Arlo's little sister wouldn't be able to follow in her brother's footsteps. She'd have to go to Washington. Dad Tom Jackson says that's not walkable for Beacon Hill kids like Mercer is.
Washington is, it's a 2-mile walk. It's just not safe riding your bike or any way other than by a vehicle to get to school.
Jackson says with all the district's talk about neighborhood schools and walkability, the boundary changes don't make sense to him.
Maybe if I knew the bigger picture of how the boundary changes were, maybe it is the right thing, but I haven't had one good explanation yet why it is.
A lot of parents share Jackson's frustration. Seattle Public Schools spokeswoman Teresa Whipple says she gets copied on every email to school board members. She scrolls down the latest batch.
And as you can see, if you look at those subject lines, we've got everything from APP Elementary, TT Minor, Special Education, the World School, Indian Heritage School, all over the place.
Whipple says she understands parents' frustrations about the boundary changes.
You know, I think that this is really tough work for everyone. It's never easy to tell parents that their children may not be going to the school that they thought they were going to go to.
But she says changes are needed because of all of the new schools the district will soon open.
The biggest driver for changing growth boundaries is our enrollment. We're at 51,000 students this year. Anticipated that we will be up to 60,000 students by 2020. We certainly have always said it's a good problem to have because it's better than having to close schools.
But parents point out the district did close numerous schools in recent years, and they're frustrated by what they see as shoddy projections of enrollment growth. As for parents' confusion about how the boundaries are changing, Whipple says there are a lot of factors. Walkability is one. So is equitable access to programs for kids throughout the district, keeping the district's costs down, and minimizing disruption to families. Whipple says the district did extensive community outreach and has gone through several versions of the boundary proposal. But Dad Tom Jackson says that's news to the parents he's talked to on the sidelines of his son's ultimate frisbee games on Beacon Hill.
And I says, you know, Kimball's feeding into Washington next year. The first response is always disbelief. And then I'm going, yeah, you didn't know. Don't you get the emails? What email?
Jackson says parents who aren't on district email lists and those who don't speak English often didn't get notified about the proposed changes in time to comment. However the board votes on the proposed changes, the new boundaries will be short-lived. District officials acknowledge that all of the new schools set to open still won't accommodate the number of students expected to enroll in the district in the years to come. So more boundary changes are inevitable. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.